streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's the Power Hour, Hour 3. We're live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I want to thank Tom Brady for stopping by about 40 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago. Good to talk to him. Talked about his future here at Fox Sports. He will begin at Fox Sports the season of 2024. So he's going to have sort of a gap. Going to learn broadcasting, take some time off, exhale. Which I think is the right call. Strongly agree with exhaling. He played, I forget the number he told us he gave, football, how many years of his life, high school, college, pro football. And football really is an 11-month grind. I mean, in our business, I guess if I was a Canadian sportscaster, I'd talk hockey for 11 months. Or if I was in England, I would talk the English Premier League. Jason McIntyre joining us. But I mean, I'll take, June is pretty much NBA month on this show. NBA finals, obviously, late May, June. But I mean, by July, starting to camps and moves. I mean, February now, you take a little breather, but March is free agency. And then April, it's combine and draft, OTAs, I think after that. So it's the bottom line is this sport takes a lot from you.
Yeah,
a lot.
It's draining. I'm surprised, by the way, you didn't ask Brady about Kyrie Irving. I thought he would have some deep, penetrating thoughts on. Foreign stars seem to work in Dallas. Dirk is from Germany, yeah. Right? Luka's from Slovenia, and Kyrie Irving is from Mars. So basically anyone, a foreign country or planet comes to work with the Mavericks. I thought Brady would have some insight on that.
Yeah, I was going to do a probing NBA breakdown, but I decided to pass. All right, let's bring in Greg Cosell, 43 years NFL Films. Okay, so this is the breakdown for the Super Bowl. So this is a lot of interesting stuff here for our audience because I'm kind of a go either way guy on this Super Bowl. So So Tyreek Hill leaves, everybody freaks out. Oh my word! We said on this show they'll be just as productive. It'll look different. Andy Reid, Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they'll make it work. Well, they did, but how did Mahomes evolve without the world's fastest football player, Tyreek Hill?
Well, I think the offense evolved. And I think one of the things, and it probably will be a factor, certainly will be a factor in Super Bowl 57, is this team became much more of a multiple tight end offense, Colin. If you look at what they've done the large majority of this season, they are among the highest percentage offenses in the NFL playing out of what we call 12 personnel, meaning two tight ends and 13 personnel with three tight ends. And this is something that we never thought about the Chiefs when they had all that firepower on the outside, of course, with Tyreek Hill. So now that presents an issue for defenses in how they want to match up from a personnel standpoint, because that's the first thing that defenses think. Okay, the offense is in a certain personnel group. How do we match up with our personnel group? So that's one way in which that the Chiefs have evolved over the course of this entire season. And that makes it a little more difficult for defenses, because if you want to stay in your base defense, meaning four defensive backs on the field, you could have some issues in coverage, because Kelce is essentially a wide receiver. You know, he rarely lines up attached to the offensive tackle on the line of scrimmage.
I worry that the Chiefs' O-line, can it hold up against the Eagles' D-line? Because I tend to think, Greg, the more comfortable quarterback, the more comfortable quarterback wins about 75 to 80% of NFL games. How does the Chiefs' O-line match up against the Eagles' D-line?
And I think that's a really important question that will end up being determined by down and distance situations. If the Chiefs can, let's say, maintain an offense where they stay ahead of the sticks, meaning the use of the run game, meaning the quick game throws where pass protection is a lot easier. You don't have to hold up against quality pass rushers the same way you would if it's a deep drop on, let's say, third and long. If the Chiefs can maintain that, then they can hold up. If it becomes a situation where there's more and more long yardage situations, then I think the issue becomes on the outside with the two tackles, Orlando Brown and Wiley at right tackle, because I don't think they can consistently hold up against Josh Sweat working against Brown and against Hassan Reddick working against Wiley. I think that would become a major advantage for the Eagles, but that would become very dependent, Colin, as you suggested, on down and distance situations.
Eagles secondary, great corners. I saw Brandon Ayuk say Mahomes will eat it up. We would have eaten it up. I don't buy the Eagles back end or the Eagles defense. What do you see holes that Mahomes can nibble away at on the back end for Philadelphia?
Holes may be too strong, but I think that there are some concerns. The question becomes Jonathan Gannon and what his approach may be. The Eagles have not been a high percentage man coverage team. So the question is, do they stay playing a lot of zone, or do they maybe increase their man-to-man percentage? Now, if they do that, the question is who matches up to Kelce, and I would imagine it would be C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That would be my guess if they decide to go man-to-man. Now, could they also put C.J. Gardner-Johnson on a wide receiver and match up a corner on Kelce? That is certainly very possible, because we know there are always tweaks when a team has 2 weeks to prepare. Yeah. And now, again, that wouldn't be on every single play. They're not going to play man coverage on 90% of their snaps. But more than likely, they will play man coverage in this game. And then you have the Kelce factor and who is going to match up to him. Because let's assume Avonta Maddox plays in the slot. And that's an unknown as you and I speak today on Monday. But if Avonta Maddox plays in the slot, then the safeties will be Epps and Gardner-Johnson. So now you have Gardner-Johnson as the likely matchup on Kelce.
All right. Let's talk Eagles. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
What when you've watched Hurts succeed this year, what is he able to do? When is he at his most comfortable? What will he have to do to have success? When is he at his most successful?
Well, I think they're at their most successful when they can work off all the elements and all the variables that the run game gives them. Because Hurts is in the shotgun on almost every snap, and there are so many plays that can come from that. You know, we did this last week when we did the play, and I spoke about just one play that had five different potential plays that could come from it based on the formation. That is where they are most dangerous, and that's where they're very, very difficult to defend. And then when they can work the pass game off of that, very often they get matchups that are effective, or they put players in conflict. That's the other issue that you face when you have the quarterback being such a in some ways unique factor in the run game, is you get defenders who are put in conflict, and it makes the reads easier, you know, relatively speaking, and it makes the defined throws easier, relatively speaking. And that's where I think the Eagles are really, really strong.
Is their run game great because of their O-line? I think Miles Sanders is pretty clever back. Well, what makes it all work? Is it just Hall of Famers up front?
Well, their O-line is really, really good in the run game. I mean, you look at the left side of that O-line, that's a lot of man on the left side with Maiolati and Dickerson. I mean, we're talking, what, maybe close to 700 pounds of man on the left side of that line? You know, that is really, really difficult. We saw that last week in the NFC Championship game against a really good D-line. You saw Javon Kinlaw, at 315, 320 pounds. Armstead, a big man. Those guys were moved. And that's where the Eagles, I would think, have an advantage. I mean, we know Chris Jones is a great, great player. You know, actually, Nadi is a really strong inside run defender as well. But this is a really strong offensive line. And I got to tell you, I mean, Kelsey is so good at center. And he's been really physical, too, over the last month or so. We always think about him, Colin, as being an athletic movement center because that's been a strength of his game for his entire career, maybe the most defining element. But he has moved people over the last month. I mean, in the playoffs, Justin Ellis of the Giants, he just lifted them and moved them. So this is a really big physical offensive line. And I think the Eagles, as good as Chris Jones is, I think the Eagles do have an advantage there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah. I also don't love the Chiefs' young secondary against the receivers.
Yeah.
That's what really worries me. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is close to 100%, but I think the weakest unit on the field will be the Chiefs' young secondary. Is that what the film says?
Yeah, there's two parts to that. Number one, Jalen Hurts, and maybe it's due to injury, but he's going to have to play better than he did in the two playoff wins, which sounds odd because they won both games big, but he did not play at the same level he did before the injury. He's going to have to be more efficient from the pocket. And you're right. I mean, Snead, the corner, got hurt with a concussion. I guess we don't know if he's going to play. If he doesn't play, when they go to their dime defense with six defensive backs, there's four rookies playing. And, you know, that's really unheard of in a Super Bowl. And I think that's an area that the Eagles will look to exploit. I mean, obviously, we know A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, they are really, really good. Smith is such a refined, nuanced, detailed route runner. He's one of my most favorite receivers to watch, just the way he knows how to use his steps, his vertical stem. He has tremendous body control. And we know that A.J. Brown is a big physical wideout. He's really good on those in-breakers that are a staple of what they do off all the run action in the backfield and the RPO concepts. So, yes, this is an area where I think, again, you'd probably look for the Eagles to have an advantage.
Greg Cosell, 43 years NFL Films, little Super Bowl breakdown. Great seeing you on a Monday, Greg.
All right, thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Yeah. He points out, this is why this game to me, there are absolute advantages Philadelphia has in personnel against Kansas City. But if Jalen Hurts isn't accurate, and he wasn't terribly accurate against the Niners, it's a different story. So to me, Philadelphia is the better overall football team with more really, really good athletes. But Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Mahomes can change anything. So it's, I think Philadelphia has advantages, but can they land the punches? Can they land the openings? Jalen lacked touch. Giants didn't need it. But against the Niners, he lacked touch. You're not winning the Super Bowl against Mahomes if you're missing open opportunities.
But how much of that lacking touch was due to the 49ers defense, which was tops Fair. In the league? I did look up a stat doing some prop work this weekend. Do you want to know where the Chiefs did rank defending number one wide receivers this season?
How?
31st in the NFL.
I know.
Snead is good, yeah, but yeah. They got lit up by number one receivers.
Yeah, I saw that. During blazing five picks, I saw that number.
If you want to put some shekels on A.J. Brown to win the MVP of the Super Bowl, I don't hate that bet. Now, I bet it last week a better number. Cooper Kupp last year. It would have been T. Higgins, by the way, if the Bengals won. Remember, he had like 100 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah. This could be a big A.J. Brown game. But, as you said, will the touch be there for Jalen Hurts?
The matchup favors strongly Philadelphia in the back end. Can Jalen hit on him? Because they'll be open players and match up.
And the line will be protecting against Chris Jones and Clark. I mean, elite offensive line. Hurts is going to have time. If he's healthy, I like the Eagles.
Well, I told you that was my initial
play. But you said you might be flip-flopping.
During the break, I told you, it's hard to bet Andy Reid off a bye. You give him 2 weeks, they're going to bring out all sorts of stuff. They take leads on people.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's 14-3 or 14. All of a sudden, Philadelphia just has a fumble, makes a mistake. Then it gets into Jalen Hurts' head. Yeah. He starts pressing. I know Philadelphia's got more good players. That's an easy one. They have 17 players who made the Pro Bowl or were alternates. That's not the issue. The issue is when you get these opportunities, will young Jalen Hurts land the punches? Because there's going to be openings, right?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
HelloFresh. Tasty recipes, free, fresh pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. HelloFresh.com/herd65 for 65% off plus free shipping. By the way, I'm going to play the Tom Brady interview. If you did not catch it, the final 12 minutes of our show, a lot of different topics discussed with Tom Brady. So we don't get him on the show much. How about never until today? And so I'm going to replay that an hour and a half after it initially, or an hour after it initially aired. And I'll do that in about 20 minutes around there. So J-Mac first, though, with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So while you were talking to Mr. Brady, Sean Payton was being introduced as the Broncos head coach
in
Denver.
Hey.
There he is.
Look at that.
Former colleague of ours.
Yeah.
Looks excited to be wearing that. What color is that? Is that just orange? An orange tie?
Oh, I want to hear his interview. Wow.
Yeah, we got a quote. Don't worry. He spoke about evaluating the current roster and how he plans to work with the great Russell Wilson.
Here's what I know. I know he's a hard worker. I know he's an extremely hard worker. That's important. And I think you take that, you understand the skill set. He's won a lot of games in Seattle. It's easy to point out what players don't do well. And there's certain coaches that tend to look at it that way. But I kind of was taught early on, hey, what is it they do well, and let's have them do those things. None of us want to go, I don't like singing, period, but none of us want to be at a karaoke bar with a song we don't know the words to. So how do we get them comfortable and highlight their strengths? And that's the process that's going to begin right now is I'm learning about every one of these players, not just Russell.
I was told this years ago by a general manager, you got to know your players first before you worry about anybody else's. What do your players do? You know, give Belichick credit. New England, I've had so many players tell me this, never ask players to do what they couldn't do. And I love that karaoke. When you go to dinner with Sean, he uses metaphors and analogies like that all the time. That's a great example. You don't want to sing the karaoke song you don't know the words to. Basically, he's saying, what's Russell do? I'm going to watch 20 games of film. Here's what he does. I'm going to lean right into it. Because didn't you and I and the world complain last year? We said Hackett brought an offense. It wasn't working for Russell. He brought Aaron's offense. Russell is football on grass. At the end of the year, he was moving more. Well, the offense was better. So, like, Nathaniel Hackett's a guy. You can't just bring an offense. Sean's going to go. And by the way, Sean had Taysom Hill.
That's right.
Taysom Hill moves. So, you know, he had Drew Brees, who didn't move. He had one offense. For Taysom Hill, he had another offense. And so I think when I talked to Sean about this, the term he used to me at dinner was, you know, a little bit of a basketball on grass, which is you got to move him. This is what Russell's brilliant at, that intuitive perception of where defenders are, how not to get hit, how to move. That's very rare. Lean into it. I think all year we were always complaining about, why aren't they moving Russell Wilson in the pocket?
You know, it's going to be tough next year on this show with the AFC West, Colin. Obviously, we know Peyton kind of well. He was on the show for
the
entire season. You love Andy Reid. I like Patrick Mahomes. And then I have a man crush on Justin Herbert. and I think you're a fan of his work. And, you know, I got buddies who are Chargers season ticket holders. That's an awesome division. Let's see what the Raiders do at quarterback. Hope they don't get Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean, think about it.
This would be too much.
Here's what I'm amazed at. Is that, and I think there are people on the internet, they just want to disagree. Like that, they want to troll.
No, nobody does that on social media.
For the people that don't think Sean Payton is going to succeed in Denver, and I'm not saying Super Bowls. Folks, he took the worst organization in football, the Saints, from 3 wins to the NFC Championship in the Favre Packer years in 1 year. Like, you don't think he can win games here? I think there are people that just want to disagree and troll.
Well, a lot of people, and they do this with gambling. What they just saw is all that matters to them. Last week, last season, Russell Wilson stinks. Sean Watson's garbage. Like, that's what people see, and you're like, you're forgetting that these guys had careers before last season, you know, and they're really talented players.
Yeah.
10-11 wins next year for the Broncos. Just lock it up.
I'm at 10 right now.
Yeah.
11's hard, but I am at 9 to 10.
The schedule in the order. Remember?
Are they going to be healthy going, you know, camp?
Offseason's going to be a little interesting. We'll see what moves they make. I still believe Jerry Jeudy could be on the move, as well as other players. Maybe defensively, they need some draft picks. It could be interesting. Next up, more NFL news breaking, Colin. The Cardinals, obviously, were terrible last year. They just won 4 games. They had that blowout loss to the Chiefs, and safety Buda Baker said that the week 1 loss showed them they weren't as prepared, listen closely, as they had thought for the start of the season. Here's Buda Baker, one of the leaders on Arizona. I definitely felt like we were on the right path in training camp. It was definitely starting to not see a lot of starters practicing and stuff like that. Because I knew, you know, especially with the preseason games, none of us played in the preseason. It's kind of just going through training camp, which was not a lot of people. And then we get to week 1, it showed who was prepared. I don't think we were as prepared in the beginning when it all started than we should have been.
That's on Kingsbury.
Well, I don't think just Kingsbury. I think Kyler Murray as well, who wasn't doing the homework and watching the video. And if you didn't think there was enough going on in Arizona, A.J. Green just announced his retirement on social media. I know he has tailed off in the last couple years, but that's another veteran in the locker room who's gone. J.J. Watt, Larry Fitzgerald, A.J. Green in the last few years, bailing
and remember,
on Arizona.
Didn't they bring those guys in
to help with leadership?
And they're all the glue guys who have talent are leaving.
How's that coaching search going in Arizona?
Remember my prediction early was Brian Flores?
Yeah.
A lot of people think he's the guy.
Well, what are they waiting for? What do you think the holdup is? Well, we're going to be in Arizona later this week.
We should do some journalism.
Get on the ground. Boots on the ground journalism. Yeah, we'll see what's happening
all right
with Arizona and Kyler Murray. Hopefully I won't run into him because, you know, I've been kind of harsh on him on the show. Final story. Oh, this stinks, Colin. Steph Curry, my guy. Look at that. Bump knees with, I don't even know who it was. Somebody on the Mavericks, it looks like. In the 3rd quarter Saturday night, the team announced partially torn ligaments in his leg. Also a contusion, which is a fancy word for bruise. Curry expected to miss multiple weeks.
Okay, 3 weeks. He'll be rested for the playoffs.
But they're like a 500 team right now.
They have Jordan Poole. So they have a scoring guard that Jordan Poole can score.
Okay.
Now their problem is they're going to have to play Moody because they're not playing Wiseman. Kuminga's not getting a ton of minutes. DiVincenzo,
he's not bad. Solid role player. Ty Jerome, okay. I know, former UVA guy, but here's the problem. If you're still hovering at 500, let's say Curry misses 15 more games. Is that fair?
15?
15 games.
You don't play 5 a week.
Play like 3 or 4 a week.
He'll miss...
What do you want to say, 12?
12 games.
Let's say they go 6-6.
So let's look at their 12 games. Who do they play?
So they're currently 27-26, 8th in the West.
Okay.
If they play 12 games without Curry, let's say they go 5.
Well, who do they play? Because the bottom of the league is awful. Do they get some Orlandos in there?
I'll call up the schedule. Bottom line is, they're treading water to get in the playoffs.
But you know the NFL, the NBA is uneven. The bottom teams are awful. So who do they play? Do they get...
I have the schedule now called up. They have a lot of TV games coming up. OKC is tonight.
Okay.
Portland Wednesday. Those should be two wins, but again.
Portland's got some young players I like.
Then the Lakers on February 11th. Washington, Paperclips, Lakers again, Houston, Minnesota, Portland. Actually, you're right. Maybe there's some not great teams in there, so maybe they catch a break. Let's just remember.
Can they go 6-6 with that schedule? I absolutely think.
Well, that means Draymond's not missing games. Klay's not missing games. Wiseman's going to be forced into the lineup. Poole's got to play like 35 minutes. There's not a lot of room for error. Warriors, are they going to be a play-in team, Colin?
They're going to be a 500 team during the Steph absence. And then the last 10 games, they'll turn it on and they'll be in the Western Conference Finals. Not saying they'll win it. I got to see their health.
I don't know what to make of this Western Conference, Colin. Like if Denver and Memphis are the teams to beat, somebody's going to sneak in there. Could it be the Lakers?
Oh, God.
We haven't talked to any Lakers today. Barely.
What's to say?
Why aren't they trading for Zach LaVine? I know Jeannie Buss is watching. Jeannie, wake up. Zach LaVine. Did you see the stats on Russell Westbrook I put on Instagram this morning?
No. Zach's not a winning player.
Russell Westbrook has the lowest field goal percentage of all the players who qualify on outside shooting this season. Worst in the NBA. He's the worst shooter in the league.
Well, yeah, we know that.
What are we doing? We got LeBron and AD healthy.
What are we doing? You're from Philadelphia.
I'm not from Philadelphia. Last week it was Hoboken. I had a buddy come up to me and go, I'm going to call you Hoboken from now on. Where did Coward get that? I was like, I have no clue. Not from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Born in New York.
And Virginia.
Raised in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Should I start calling you London? Or
it sounds cooler than where I'm really from. I'll be honest with you.
Portland?
There you go. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Oh, I love that. I love that Sean Payton stuff. Yeah, like, there's certain things, there's just not a lot of great, right? Sean Payton's a great coach. He went to the worst organization in the entire league. 3 wins, called the Aints, fans wore paper bags. They had been to, I think, 1 playoff game in 40 years. He shows up, they go to 9-15. What are we arguing about? What do you? Last year's the greatest, not this past year. Sean Payton's last year, they go 9-8. And the only reason they don't make the playoffs is because the Niners beat the Rams in overtime, I believe. Otherwise, they're in. Go back to that year. Brady was in your division. Michael Thomas, the star receiver, didn't play. Alvin Kamara missed 4 games. They had multiple injuries. And they played their way into the playoffs, but the Niners beat the Rams in OT, or they're in. I believe that was the game, top of my head. I mean, he was working with, again, Andy Dalton, Trevor Siemian, and Jameis Winston. By the way, Breeze gets Taysom Hill. What did I say? Yeah, Siemian, Taysom Hill.
Bottom line, he had a bunch of below-average quarterbacks. Still got him to 9-8.
Yeah, so
this will be, you could argue, the best quarterback he's had since Breeze retired, right? For Sean Payton?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And for the record, Breeze in the last 3 years of his career did not throw the ball deep downfield.
Right.
The Saints outsmarted you, but they didn't get any cheap touchdowns. They weren't going over the top. Michael Thomas became, I had 2 different sources tell me that Michael Thomas is a lot of work. I mean, you know, it's not like it's anything illegal. He's not a drinker, smoker, party. That's not his thing. He's a lot of work. Michael's a lot of work.
High maintenance.
Yes. And so they had a lot of drama behind the scenes that didn't get out. I told you I sat next to a very connected person to the Saints on a flight a year ago, and he told me that this is when Sean was coaching the last year. He said, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that hasn't been reported. Sean's holding it together. It's a lot. That's why Sean retired. It was exhausting. So Breeze was leaving. Sean was like, I need time out. His last year in New Orleans was a lot of work. And they still haven't cleaned up all of it. So there you go. And remember, Sean Payton won in New Orleans. They had Katrina. His GM became an NBA GM part-time. They got suspended for a year. They had a lot of stuff there. Was not easy in New Orleans.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.